Okay, good morning, everyone. I want to thank our sponsors, as we do every week, for sponsoring this year, Becky and Avi Katz, in memory of Becky's father, Leila Nishmas, David ben Menachem Manash. We are on Perek Vav, the Ramcham Masilas Hasharim, who has been inspiring us about how to live a life of zrizus, of alacrity and zeal and enthusiasm and energy, not to wake up lazy and procrastinating, not to push things off and say, we'll get to them later, we'll wait until we're energized and eager, but to set goals, to make resolutions, to chart a path of how to achieve them, to measure our success, to go after them, and to be able to look back with pride and say, we're living the best version of ourselves. Yulam, in Tisha Aspiya Yatzal, Yavol Lacha b'mamarim rabim b'mamarei chachamim, v'amikros men haksuvim v'atanos men haseichel, asher kulam yoru lo, lefi daito ha-mishubeshes, lahakel alav al-nicha b'minuchas atzlo aso. If you question a lazy person, that person will answer you with numerous quotations from Chazal, they'll reference psukim verses of Tanakh, they'll use intellectual arguments. It's the classical little knowledge is a dangerous thing. A lazy person is able to employ their little bit of knowledge and manipulate it to rationalize and defend the laziness. It's true I don't make it to minyan on time, but prove to me where it says that there's a halacha, you have to daven with a minyan. It's really a nice thing, you could daven by yourself. Maybe if I have more kavana without the minyan, by sleeping in, I'll be off better, I'll have rested. Anyone can rationalize anything. And not only can we rationalize, but if we investigate and research the sources, and we do so with a slant or a bias or a filter, to have it reinforce and support our already preconceived notions that will support our laziness, then we'll find it. So the person who's lazy is able to rationalize and justify almost anything in their relationship with their spouse, with their children, the fact they're not trying to get ahead at work, the fact that they're not trying to improve their midos, their character, the fact that they're not more generous with their time and doing chesed and giving tzedakah. Person can not only rationalize and justify, but the lazy person is so driven they can actually find sources to support it. However, v'hu einenu ro'eh, she'ena tainos ahem v'atam et mahem no ladim lom b'nei shikol daito, ela mimakor atzlos ahem novim, asher biyoso hi goveres bo, mateh dato v'sichlo al tanos ha'ila. Person who's lazy doesn't realize that they're not being intellectually honest. They're not being true or fair to themselves or others. That when we have those preconceived notions, and when we live life through that filter, the only one we're fooling is ourselves. We're not fooling anyone else. We're cutting ourselves short. We're fooling ourselves. We're hurting ourselves. And we're hurting our relationships. And we're stunting our growth and our potential to live the lives that we want to live. We want financial freedom. We need financial discipline. We need to have goals to achieve it. We want more free discretionary time. We have to be more disciplined with our time management and not lazy. We want to be more spiritual. We want to find greater happiness. We have to be more disciplined in being selfless, not selfish. If we fool ourselves by coming up with all kinds of excuses, rationalizations, and justifications, we haven't fooled anyone else, and the only one we're hurting is ourselves. So laziness is like a cloud that hangs over us. Laziness is like a fog that we're living through, in which we're not seeing reality. We don't have a clarity of thought, a clarity of judgment, a clarity of purpose, because that lazy, we're lethargic, we just want to sleep, we just want to stay in bed, we just want to take the easy way out, we just want to be done as quickly as possible, we just want to exert the least effort. And that, all of that natural predisposition to do those things, it's a fog that hangs over us, and it clouds our judgment, it clouds our aspiration, it clouds everything. Shlomo Melech said, the lazy person is wiser in his own eyes than seven sages. If you're lazy, you think you're smarter. You're smarter than Gedolei Yisrael. You're smarter than the smartest people. You're smarter than motivational speakers. You're smarter than your kid's principal and your rabbi. You're smarter than everyone around you. The lazy person thinks they're the smartest person in the room. And they think that because it justifies their laziness. The lazy person is often very sarcastic or cynical. And the lazy person uses cynicism as a tool, as the Ramchal had described earlier, like an oil on the surface of a shield where the arrows slip right off. Instead of hearing the messages of the universe, instead of being open to receive and to learn and to grow from that feedback we get naturally from people around us, friends and family and coworkers and the like, the lazy person is so committed to that lazy way of life, they so desperately don't want to be jarred into action, that they cynically approach everyone and everything and dismiss it. That speech, that idea, not for me. This, look at the person, they're a hypocrite. The lazy person with an attitude of sarcasm is able to easily dismiss and negate all the even powerful messages that come to them. And a person needs to know, says the Ramchal, this is such a critically important principle. A person needs to know that every time we approach a kula, every time that we see a leniency, we have to evaluate ourselves. We have to be honest with ourselves. How did I arrive at this conclusion? The conclusion that I should stay in bed and miss minyan. How did I arrive at that? The conclusion I don't need to try harder. I don't need to work harder. I don't need to make more effort. The conclusion I don't need to do more. What was the source, the driver of that conclusion? Did it come from an honest place? Did it come from a good place? Did it come from a true place? Did it come from a noble place, a sincere place? Or is it just the laziness in me which is pushing me? Because it's very possible it comes from a negative voice, a voice of self-sabotage, a voice that doesn't aspire. So a person has to extend great effort to analyze and to try to examine how they came to that conclusion. And if it holds up to that analysis, then you know that it's righteous. But if it doesn't, then it's driven and inspired by a bad place. Klal Shel Davar, says Ramchal, here's the principle. Chizuk Gadol Tzorach Adam L'Schazuk L'Sgaber B'Zrizus L'Asus HaMitzvos V'Ashlichu Me'alav Kovar Ha'atzla HaMa'akeves Al Yado. A person needs great chizuk. It needs reinforcement. The natural tendency and the natural predisposition is to be lazy. It's a very unusual person who wakes up and jumps out of bed like a lion. It's unusual for the person to have a natural inclination to want to do more and exert great effort and toil. That's unusual. It's extraordinary. The more natural predisposition, the natural position, is to be lazy, is to take the easy way out, is to get more sleep, is to stay in bed, is to cut corners, is to do the minimum. We can live lives as minimalists or we can live lives as maximalists. The minimalist gets away with the least. The minimalist does the bare minimum. The minimalist would prefer to do nothing. That's the default, is doing nothing. The maximalist wakes up and says, I want to do the maximum. I want to be the best at whatever I'm doing. I want to be the best at taking care of my physical health, my emotional health, my spiritual health. I want to be a high achiever in every area of my life. I want to be a high achiever in my relationships. I want to be the best husband, the best wife that was ever created. I want to be the best father, the best mother that ever existed. I want to be the best professional. I want to be the greatest Eved Hashem, a maximalist. I want to maximize my day. The minimalist gets to the end of the day and says, I don't even know what I did today. I didn't get anything done today. Nothing on my list. I can't even identify where my day went. And the maximalist gets to the end of the day and says, boy, what I achieved. I crossed off so many things. I did so many things. I made so much progress. Says the Ramchal, that choice is ours. What's our brand? Who are we? What defines us? When someone thinks about us, what do they think? That's a lazy person who gets away with the minimum. They make promises and they don't deliver. They never follow through. They don't get it done. They do the bare minimum. Or do they think, wow, that's a go-to person. They not only get it done, they do more than's ever asked of them. They not only get it done minimally, they get it done right. They're always striving for more. They never rest on their laurels. Finishing up this whole parak. V'tira, sh'amalachim nishtabchu b'mida ha'tova hazos. No angels are praised for this wonderful quality. Sh'nemar b'hem, because the pasuk says about them. Gibori korach osa dvaro l'shmo b'kol dvaro. Those courageous in strength who do Hashem's bidding to obey His voice. V'omer v'achayos ratzo v'shov k'mare ha'bazak. The angels run, ratzo v'shov, back and forth. We're never still. We're moving, we're running, we're doing, we're going, we're active. We've never arrived. We are never still. We're never still. Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life is atem nitzavim, then vayelach. Nitzavim, first he's standing still, the people, but Vayelech, it's the last day of his life. He's done. He's arrived. What more is there to do? And Vayelech, To be a Jew, to be a human being, to be alive is to be moving, achieving, striving, aspiring. It's to be growing. We're never, ever done. Hermann Woke died a couple months ago, the great author. When I was reading a little bit about his life, what struck me the most, Hermann Woke died. Anyone know how old he was? I think he was 103. And he published his most recent book at 101. Can you imagine? He was over 100 years old, but he had another book to publish. He had another book inside him. He wasn't done. You're never done. You're 70, you're 80, you're 90, you're 100 years old, and there's another book inside you. There's more to do. If you live a life of zrizus, it doesn't matter about your faculties. You could be confined and limited physically, but if metaphysically you're driven to always achieve, you have an attitude of zrizus, you could be 101 years old and you're not done leaving your mark and your legacy in this world. David HaMelech said in Tehillim, I hasten that I did not delay to keep your mitzvahs. Hashem, I have energy, I run, alacrity, zeal, I set goals and I pursue them relentlessly, and I'm not satisfied until I achieve them. None of us are perfectionists. It's okay to fail and stumble. We have an off day. We all need to relax. And in fact, it's a perfect segue. We're taking a break till the end of July. I'm going on my vacation. This is the last 10 minutes of meaning for the season. We all need and deserve to recreate ourselves, recreation. We need to vacation. We need to relax. But the reason we're doing it is to be able to have enough energy to get back to pursuing exactly our goals. Wishing everyone a successful, alacrity, enthusiastic, energized summer.